Hello everyone, my name is Craig Spencer and I will be here today to talk a little bit about cosmetic music. Now, cosmetic music, as developed by Sir Charles Atkins, is a system where one can create a melody or a musical motif using the spelling of a word. Now, the spelling of the word, you would use obviously the alphabet of the language that you're spelling in, but the letters of the alphabet are assigned to the 12 chromatic tones in a musical scale. But the rules of cosmetic music dictate that you can only use one octave. And so that would mean that one note may have assigned to it more than one alphabetical letter. So what I'll be doing today is taking my name, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, spelling it and using the spelling to derive a melody, and taking that melody to get started on a composition or a musical piece. To spell my name, I'm going to start where the letter A in the alphabet would correspond to the note middle C on the keyboard. That note C corresponds to the letter A. And if I press C sharp, that will correspond to the letter B. And if I press D, that will correspond to the letter C. So there you go. That's my first letter in my name is C, which will correspond to D on the keyboard. And as I go up, E flat will correspond to D. E will correspond to E. F will correspond to F. F sharp will correspond to G. G will correspond to H. G sharp will correspond to I. A will correspond to J. B flat will correspond to K. B will correspond to L. Then we don't go up to C. We don't go up to C to get the M. We go back down to middle C to get to M. And so you continue along M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X. I'm on B. You don't go up to C again. We go back down to middle C, Y, and Z. So, as I said, the first letter of my name is C, which will correspond to D. Then R will correspond to F. The letter R will correspond to the note F. Then A, as you know, is middle C. So I go back down to middle C. I don't go up to C, but I go back down to middle C for the letter A. So I have C, R, A. And then I would correspond to G sharp or A flat. And then G, C-R-A-I-G, will correspond to F sharp or G flat. So to spell my name, I have D, F, C, A flat, G flat, or G sharp, F sharp. So again, spelling my name is C-R-A-I-G. Again, now, at first glance and first listen, that melody doesn't sound very pleasing to the ear. And sometimes I wonder, what could I do with that melody or motif? How can I create an accompaniment or use that in a composition or a song? That's what cosmetic music forces one to do. It forces us to think outside of the box. It forces us to use our music theory knowledge. It forces us to use our musical composition tools. And it's cosmetic music basically is another tool in our musical toolbox. And this is something that I'm sure a lot of musicians wish they had when they were in music school. I know I did. I wish I had that such a tool to use in my theory and compositional classes when I was in taking music classes. So this is just another tool to help one compose and to see how theory is important in music. So I have my name, C-R-A-I-G. What I will do, I will take that melody, that motif, and try to apply it to a project that I'm working on. I have a drum beat that I'm working on a project, so I want to see if I can apply this cosmetic music melody to this drum beat. I'll let you hear the drum beat. So I have that drum beat, and I want to sequence a couple tracks using the spelling of my name. And just as a side note, I know we spoke about C, we started on middle C. While we started on middle C to facilitate the spelling of my name, it doesn't mean that it has to stay on middle C. Once we've actually created or figured out the spelling of whatever word you're spelling, you can apply that motif on any octave, but you still have to stay within that octave. So let's say I went an octave higher on the piano, or even higher, or lower. I could go higher or lower on the octave, but I have to stay within the rules, within the restrictions that cosmetic music dictates that I stay in. So any instrument could benefit from cosmetic music, whether you're a piano player, a bass player, a guitar player, a trombone player, flute, clarinet, saxophone, steel drums. Any instrument could benefit from the use of cosmetic music. So I have that drum beat. So I'm going to first play the melody to the drum beat and then develop some chords and a bass line and see where I can take it. So I'm going to find a sound that I could use. Okay, so I think I found something that I want to use. So now I'm going to record this melody, or add this melody to my drum beat, and see what happens when I add it. Okay, so I stopped it. So I think I'm going to use that. Again, you could use that melody or play that melody in any rhythmic pattern that you want to. I played it one. But you could have played it a number of different ways. I could have played it in all quarter notes. Or I could have played it number of different ways. So, you know, I could have played it a number of different ways, but I decided to play it the way I did. I'll play it again with the drum beat. Okay, so now I'll try and figure out a chord structure or some sort of an accompaniment to it so that I can add maybe use this for the basis of a song or some sort of composition or an advertisement that I'm working on or something I could use it for. So I'm gonna see if I can find another sound. Okay, I think I want this sound. And I'm gonna play around with it and see if I can get some sort of chord structure going and create a chord progression. Let's see. Okay, so I think I found a chord structure, a chord progression that I would want to use. I was playing around with this before I started the recording, so I had somewhat of an idea, but I think I've polished it now and I will go into the record mode and record this chord progression. So here we go. Okay, so there we go. And the chords I was playing a G minor 7th to a C sharp, or C minor 7th, I'm sorry, from a G minor 7th to a C minor 7th, a C minor 7th, then to a D 7th flat 5, and then a regular D 7th. Now I'm going to put a bass sound to it, and I will stop that now. Okay, so I'll record it. So, see, I still have that melody going, and I'm just building upon that melody using different instruments to construct the song. And I'll add another set of instruments to this sequence. See what I have. Okay, so I add that horn line to it. Okay, so I have that horn line there. And I would add maybe some strings to it. Okay, so there you go. I have a little motif going with an accompaniment to the motif, and I could then take this beat basically and continue to develop into a song. I could maybe sing to it, or if you're into hip hop or rap, you could rap to it. I could use it for an advertisement or a commercial. So it's a cosmetic music is a great compositional tool, good for us producers. Good for people who are into arranging to help us in the creation process, because sometimes maybe, you know, we may get a project, someone may want me to do an ad or commercial or write a beat or a song for them, and I'm thinking, well, what where am I going to start to do the song? And one of the tools in my musical toolbox may be cosmetic music. Okay, I'll spell the person's name. That will then challenge me to create a chord system or chord structure. Once I get that chord system or chord structure, then I could possibly write the song based upon the chord structure. But I would not have gotten that chord structure if I didn't use cosmetic music. So it's a great compositional tool, great educational tool for professors and teachers of music. I would encourage everyone to at least try to spell your name. Try to spell your name using the confines and the limitations of cosmetic music. This was just a basic demonstration of the real life application of cosmetic music. I hope you enjoyed it, and happy composing!